Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Charlie Bo Show. We're streaming live to cell phones all across the country. If you want to be part of the show, this is the number you need to call in on, 408-418-5050. And you're going to be prompted for this here code, 81810#. So be the first to call into the Charlie Bo Show. And if you are, I'll buy you lunch. And if you want to check us out in detail, go to thecharliebowshow.com. The show is getting ready to start momentarily, so just hang on. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Charlie Bowles. I'm the host for the Charlie Bowles Show. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Miss Loretta Love Huff, Miss Susan Ratliff, and Mr. Robert Reed. They're going to have a business seminar coming up January the 16th, and they're going to share a little bit about what that seminar is going to be all about. So, but without further ado, I'm going to let Miss Huff open up with her input on about the show on January the 16th. Miss Huff, the mic's yours.
Thank you. Thanks so much for inviting us over. Really appreciate that. So I was thinking about the event this morning in preparation for coming here today, and I remembered how it got started. So a couple of months ago, I woke up with this thought that just came to me that said, you should put on a live event, and you should call Robert and do it with him. And I've learned that, you know, when I get downloads like that first thing in the morning, I need to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Robert that day, and I said, Robert, I just had this flash of insight, and I'm supposed to do this live event with you. And he said, I'm in. And then a couple of days later, he was having lunch with Susan. And he mentioned it to her. And she said, wait, I want to get in. So that's how we got started.
Oh, and that was sort of an inspirational thing. Now, let me ask, I'm going to bring Susan on real quick. Susan, what's going to be your input in this year business fair?
I'm the exhibit expert. And this is a marketing seminar for small business owners. And my end would be talking about how to make money at trade shows.
How to make money. Goal that all of us are looking for as far as business-minded individuals are. Now, Mr. Reed, I understand you're in the marketing end from the social media aspect.
Yes.
What's your input here?
Basically my input is just that we're wanting to give businesses a tangible, something that they can do within their business to really identify what social media success is, which is engagement, what we're doing here. So giving them something they can utilize and actually take back to their business and maybe execute on their own.
Okay, now we're not going to make this an hour-long, two-hour show because I know some of us in here have other interests that in our mind today. Dare I say the Cardinals, but I can understand the desire to want to get away, but that's all right.
Now you are. I'm committed.
You're committed.
I recorded it.
But it's nothing like seeing it live. I understand. So without further ado, I'm going to ask this question. Why, from either one of you, input here, why is it important that you think you need this business seminar in the first place?
Well, I'll start. So it's the beginning of the year, and I think this is a time naturally when people are thinking about their goals for the year. I mean, they should have thought about it a few months ago, but at least now they should be thinking about what do I want to accomplish this year and how am I going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
What new things am I going to bring into the business that are going to help me reach my goals?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we're thinking about when to do this, January just seemed like a really good time because people are in that New Year's resolution, new sales goals, what am I going to do different, how I'm going to be better this year.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why we're doing it right now.
Now, before I bring Robert, Mr. Reed on, I'm going to mention to my listening audience out there on the cell phone radio end of this, if you have any questions, just push *5 on the phone, and my producer will alert me to your question. Because, you know, this is a business show today, and many of you out there might find it in your favor, let's say, to attend what's going to be happening on January the 16th. So, Robert, I'm going to let you go a little deeper into what Ms. Huff just mentioned as far as the show on the 16th.
Just expounding more on what Loretta said, it's, of course, it's what we need, and we can all talk about what business owners need and, you know, our strategy when we get expired in the beginning of the year, want to start our New Year's thing and start it off. But really, honestly, we still need the tools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, like, all of the ideas are always great in the beginning of the year, but what's a lot of times missing is just the structure to put those things in place.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give business owners an opportunity to be able to hear from people and experts in their industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they have structures they can put in place, whether they're exhibiting or where they want to, you know, kill it on sales and closing, or they want to execute social media effectively.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Radcliffe, your forte to this again is what, once again?
Trade show marketing.
Trade show marketing. It sounds like, and I'm going to caveat with this statement, it sounds like businesses and business owners need to continually stay aboard with what's going on in the business world. And I get the feeling that classes like what you guys are going to be giving is very important for any astute business out there.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I'm really happy to be involved with the two of these two experts.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing is the key to business success. No matter how great your product is or your service is, if you can't get the word out about it, have people become your customers, then you're not going to stay in business. So this event covers three of the major aspects of marketing. Social media marketing, which has become so important nowadays. Any business owner who doesn't think they need social media, you know, exposure is crazy and missing the boat. And then sales, nothing happens until you sell something.
Mm-hmm.
And then for trade show marketing, it's one of the most economical ways of business thousands of potential customers at one place in 1 or 2 days.
Well, myself in particular, I'm hoping that I learned something from the three of you here, because without any shamelessness here, I need all the help I can get. We're a fledgling communication company, and it sounds like we can use your expertise down the road in the very near future. Now, this event that's coming up on the 16th again, Ms. Hope, will you let the audience know where it's going to be held at and who's able to attend it?
Well, first let me say the name of it.
Okay.
So be seen, get leads, and close sales. So three different stages of, you know, how do you bring money into your company? So people don't know that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do business with you. So how do you get seen? How do you get leads? And trade show marketing is a really good way to get qualified, pre-qualified leads, and then closing sales.
Okay.
That's the name of it. Be seen, get leads, and close sales.
Now, not to get confused here, my wife used to tell me, she says, Charles, you have to always go back. You can't come to someone with a good idea and think they're on page one. They have to believe in what your thoughts and dreams are. Now, is that what we're talking about when we say get leads, keeping a lead alive? And
we need to get leads, because if you don't have their name and phone number and email address to follow up after you meet them, or to send them additional information in your newsletter, or to alert them to new product lines coming down the pike, or to call them up and ask for the sale, you've got nothing.
Now, let me add on what you just mentioned there, Susan. Once you've done all that, is it germane, would it be important to get more than that type of information, maybe something about the individual, remember something about them to make it more personalized? Would that be workable?
Well, you're very smart in thinking that, Charles, because that is definitely one of the things I teach, is how to qualify and quantify your leads by ranking them, by putting a note about the conversation so that you know what you're going to give them during the follow-up, what they're asking for, how to solve their problems. Yeah, that's all part of selling and acquiring qualified leads through trade show marketing.
So in other words, you really have to make it just more than
customized.
It has to be personalized to a point too.
Yes, sir.
But we don't want to be over familiar, neither, right?
Well, we don't want to bug them too much.
We don't
bug
them too much.
We want to get the necessities, and then once you develop that relationship, after you follow up with them or invite them to your place of business, or you go and meet them for the sales consultation, that's when you can obtain all the additional information you need to see if you're a good fit and to see if you can solve their problems.
Okay.
Now, and then you tweet about it.
Right. Well, I was and it's interesting you pointed over at Robert. Well, it's interesting you pointed over to Robert, because I was going to ask Tim this question. Why does it seem so hard to wrap my head around the need for social media, Robert?
Well, usually because we're thinking at it from a technical aspect versus a relationship aspect. So social media is all relationship based. It's what you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
What you do by having conversations here, bringing other people on, relating to them, like qualifying them per se in your conversation. You know, like if we're from the same city, then I'm like, oh, then we can talk about something else. So all social media, people get a little confused. They do get confused by the technical aspect of how to do it versus really, they all understand it because it's what they do every day.
Correct me in this estimate here.
I will correct you.
Okay. I see social media like air. We all breathe it.
Uh-huh.
It's there.
Right.
but we don't know how to breathe it right. And so when someone comes along and try and tell us, well, you're not breathing right, we may in effort be doing more harm to ourselves than good. And the reason I put it that way, when the web first got started, I saw the possibility of what the web could do for people. And I was out there, and I could see it, but I didn't have the background or the education, but I could see it. So when you run into people, I guess, and you're trying to get them to see the need of the social media, it's there. It's all there. It's everywhere. But you still run into that obstacle of getting them to realize not only do they need to use it, they are using it, but how to utilize it right.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question because it doesn't change anything aspect of any business owner. You have to really look at what you have time for.
Mm-hmm.
What are you dedicating your time and energy as a business owner to or a company?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to weigh that out because, honestly, they could probably figure out the whole strategy and everything, but it would take them that time. Is it worth that time?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to be smart about leveraging your time and where your resources go to?
Mm-hmm.
So in this day and age, 10 years, 15 years ago with the Internet, of course, that was a little different. Now it's like maybe back then you could have maybe come closer to figuring it out. But now it's so fast and quick now.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to look at it. Is this something that do I either believe it works? Do I believe in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe that this can provide that same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then weigh that out if it's worth you doing it versus having someone who's qualified and already done it.
Now, just like the question I asked Susan about making the invitation, if you may, with someone a little bit personal. How do you react when you see that you really kind of have to, you know you have something here to offer the business owner, but they're putting up some type of negative error, and you don't really want to walk away. What does that say about you as a professional? And I don't mean to be personal in that way, but do you give up on them and just say, well, just leave them here, or do you kind of modulate your approach? I know that's kind of a tricky question.
This might be bad, but I don't associate with those people.
you don't associate with them anymore.
They're not in my repertoire.
Get rid of the negative.
The way I live my life,
yeah.
I don't associate with people who don't see the value of what I provide.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's easy for me to move on to that, you know, because those people that I do see the value,
yeah.
I want to hang out with those people anyway,
and,
you know.
And
so.
Plus, we don't have time to waste, and I can see that.
Yeah.
If you wasted time on trying to get someone to move forward in a certain direction.
Not saying I didn't do it 3 years ago. Now, let me tell you something.
Okay.
I was chasing. I was hungry.
Okay.
You know,
Charles, if somebody's not dedicated to their business and
uh-huh.
wants to learn and continuously learn and take advantage of the expertise of people who are successful with it,
uh-huh.
I mean, what do? Bang them in the head? I mean, no. You go on to the people who are receptive to it.
Yeah.
That's definitely. Can I ask Robert a question?
Go right ahead.
Robert, are you going to include the technology aspects of how to get on Twitter in your presentation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to give a basic. Like, there needs to be a basic.
I'm a client of Robert's, and he'll tell you, I call him many a time for stupid,
really simple
technical questions. You see, those two are really savvy. So we didn't tell you where we're holding this thing.
Who's going to tell us?
Okay. I knew there was something that I forgot from your question.
Well, since you brought the ball to the game, we'll let you play with it. Now, let us know where it's going to be held at.
Do we have the exact address? It is going to be at the Exhibit Effect Trade Show Showroom at 1156 Southern Avenue, 105. So what's really cool about
Tempe.
In Tempe, right. So what's really cool about this is it's actually in a trade show showroom.
Mm-hmm.
So people can really get a feel for what I'm talking about. And definitely benefits them.
And I want to go back to something else that you said. Because you were talking about tailoring your pitch, and that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about at the event.
Okay.
So people have different things that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And if we aren't able to kind of customize our message
mm-hmm.
to appeal to things that are important to them,
okay.
we're going to sound like, you know, Charlie Brown. I love Charlie Brown's movies, especially the holiday
mm-hmm.
ones. But all the adults in those movies sound like, wow, wow, wow. And so if you're not using the right words and prioritizing the right things about whatever it is that you're offering to your prospect, you're going to sound like, wah, 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 when you're talking to them.
Okay.
But if you take the time to get to understand them a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
then you can highlight different aspects of what you're offering in terms that are important to them
mm-hmm.
so that they're more likely to buy.
You know, we're going to take a real quick break here, but I'm going to segue back to you. This question may not be germane to what you just said, but I think it has some play with you. But right now, My name is Charlie Bolton, and I'm the host for the Charlie Bolton Show today. My guest today is Ms. Loretta Huff, Mr. Robert Reed, and Ms. Susan Ratliff. They will be participating in a business seminar January 16th. And once again, where at, ladies and gentlemen?
Exhibit Expert Showroom.
No. Oh. Exhibit Effects.
Oh, sorry.
Showroom.
Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't catch that either.
Yeah.
They would have showed up at Exhibit Expert.
In Tempe.
And I can tell everyone that's listening out there, if you have any questions about this exhibit, first of all, they need to know where to go.
How to register.
So the website to register, you can get more information about the event there, is tinyurl.com/BeSeen Get Leads Close Sales. And if that's too much to think about, just Google BeSeen Get Leads Close Sales, and you'll see it with Eventbrite. That's where it is.
My name is Charlie Bolts once again, and we're going to segue back to Ms. Huff here. It's a question I have for you. What are the downsides of having the same message or sales conversation with every prospect?
Well, it was what I was just talking about.
Yes.
So sounding like, wow, 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 when you're talking to people. So let me give an example. So I used to work with financial advisors at Merrill Lynch who were building their practice. And I use this methodology that I'm going to be talking about at the event in a couple of weeks with them. And one of the representatives was a very detail-oriented guy. He loved charts and graphs, and he was very much into the numbers. And he was talking with a prospect who had a lot of potential money that could come to the firm. But this guy was not into the details. So he was way more, what is this going to do for me?
Okay.
But because my client, Rob, didn't realize that, he kept giving him number after number after number, and he said to me on one of our coaching calls, I could just see the guy's eyes glazing over, and I could feel the deal slipping away. So we, kind of diagnosed who he thought, I had him describe the guy he was talking to, and I said, well, the reason his eyes were glazing over was because he was not interested in all those numbers. He was interested in, what is this going to do for me? Am I going to retire sooner? Am I going to have more? He was interested in the results.
Mm-hmm.
And so he repackaged his second presentation. Luckily, he had a second presentation. So he reorganized it, and he focused on that, and he landed the deal and brought in a lot of money. So when you can target what you're highlighting in your pitch, people will respond to it.
So,
and if you don't, you lose the deal.
So a good plan, a good business-minded individual has to be adaptable to situations and circumstances and individuals. You can't just say, well, what works for Susan may work for Ms. Huff.
And that's actually one of the biggest mistakes is thinking that people buy for the same reasons that we do, and they don't.
Now I'm going to ask another question here. I know our show is getting ready to come to a conclusion, and this may not seem like it's germane, but how important is body language when doing business with people?
There's books written about it.
Right.
I think it's extremely important.
Uh-huh.
It's very important in the trade show marketplace. When you're at a trade show booth and you're standing there greeting clients, if you're sitting down, talking on your cell phone, if you're standing with your arms folded, if you're sitting in the back of your booth, the psychological impression is very negative. People don't want to come up and bother you. And then in a presentation, when you're across the table from somebody, if you're up and attentive and interested, or that may seem aggressive, or it may seem interested, you can relax, kick back. There's a whole psychology to it. It's really interesting. There's a lot of books written about it. But if you're a salesperson, I have 35 years in sales. I know Loretta's probably got the same. You can see that whole psychology unfolding in the body language of your prospect.
Can I give you a story about that?
Go right ahead.
So my first business was actually jewelry design. So I had another flash of insight that I should design jewelry, and I started this jewelry design company while I was living in Northern California. And I would make jewelry at night, and then I would go on the weekends and sell at an art and wine festival. And I noticed, I learned a lot about people there, because I could tell, this was before I learned what I'm talking about at the event in a couple of weeks, that there were some people when they would walk by the booth, if I said hello to them, they'd come in and they'd chat and they'd buy stuff. And some people, if I said hello, they'd skitter away. And so I learned a lot about who I should say hi to right away, who I should wait for. That's kind of where my studies began. Then I got married to a guy who would come and sit in the booth with me. And he had what Susan was talking about. He would sit in a chair with his Wall Street Journal, looking very important. And people would look at him, and he was an attractive guy, but he was a little scary because he's sitting here I'm like, you need to put the paper down, go for a walk. Why don't you just, like, go for a walk? Scaring people. So body language can really communicate a lot without people even being aware of it.
Okay. Now, one other question. Now, this is for my own personal. I like people. I meet people. When do you realize that you are losing contact? What do you do then when you think you know within yourself, I'm losing this? What do you do?
Well, in my opinion, when you're a good salesperson, those are objections, and you have already prepared your rebuttals.
Okay.
So when you're losing somebody, they're negative. They're not answering yes to your questions. They seem to be standoffish. You're not convincing them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to go into your different mode of sales.
Uh-huh.
But a good salesperson has all the tools in the toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
They have the answers to their questions. They have the reasons why they should think positively about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're losing them, you know,
you should come to the seminar, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, why don't you come to the seminar?
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna do my level best to get there. I make that promise, and I'm gonna conclude with this statement here, it's still dealing with losing and gaining, and my concern in dealing with people, like you were saying earlier, I asked you how do you feel if you're not getting them and you just let them go. I know as business individuals, and this statement I'm going to make here, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to be professional all the time.
Really, because you never know who they know.
Uh-huh.
And if you leave that relationship in a positive light,
uh-huh,
when they're running into somebody who needs what you have, they'll
mm-hmm
refer you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't make a sale, you make a friend.
So you should never juke and jive anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You should be honest, upfront, straightforward.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end on a straightforward note with Ms. Loretta Huff, Mr. Robert Reed, and Ms. Susan Ratliff. And once again, let the audience know where the show is going to be at. And I can say this much for this bunch right here. When the cameras go off, I think we're going to have a great time.
We're having a great time now. So it's an Exhibit Effects showroom in Tempe, 1156 Southern Avenue.
And the register,
go to tinyurl.com/vscenegetleadsclosesales.
Can we get a phone number if they have any
questions? Yes, you sure may.
602-535-1290. That's mine, extension 1.
Now, let me say this.
We'll give you a link to put up on your website.
I will definitely do that. Now, beyond the trade show, what do you have in the future beyond that so that people will keep coming back maybe and be interested in your show?
Well, we each have, different things that we're doing. So Robert and Susan and I speak on a variety of things.
Okay.
I'm doing another event later this month on publishing.
I'm producing a women's conference, the Women Entrepreneurs Small Business Boot Camp.
Okay.
That's on February 7th. So Robert's involved in other things. If they want to reach us or gain more knowledge or get referrals for other things they want to learn about, we're well connected in the community.
Yes.
So anything marketing, you've got the experts sitting right here.
Well, I'll make this offer to you, the Charlie Bo Show, whatever you have going at store and event or something, just send it to me. I'll post it on our website, and we'll keep that type of community relationship going. Did you have a question there 2 minutes ago? My name is Charlie Bo. We've had a great guest list today, and I hope everyone out there that's listening to the show will respond by visiting the trade show fair January the 16th.
The seminar. Of training. From these marketing experts.
Okay.
7:30 in the morning, you start with breakfast.
Yes.
And then the training goes from 8 till noon.
And
so you'll be well fed, well educated, and ready to go.
And if you want to be on the show, you can always go to the Charlie Bo Show and fill out I Want to Be a Guest on the Charlie Bo Show form. That's the CharlieBoShow.com. My name is Charlie Bo, and until next week, we hope to see you and have a good time. And all of you out there that are interested in the football game, you may now turn off your radio and proceed to the game. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlie. That was fun.
Well, I hope I wasn't displeasing.
No, good. Thank you.
Really excellent. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to have to interview your husband, too.
Oh, yeah. He came over to meet me just as Carl was having a
rehearsal
band. He knew, most of the band members.
Yeah.
So I think it was for my dad's 90th, or Carl's dad's 90th birthday party.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't sure what they were doing, but they went up in there. came in, he knew the guy.
Okay. I grew up with the one guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It's surprising the people I know, but most people know me by my nickname.
Which
Crow.
Crow?
Yeah.
Crow Bolt?
No, that was no Crow Bolt. My mother's sister gave it to me back in the 50s. I was in a cottonwood tree with some black leotards on them. And I was a clown then, and my mother's sister's daughters were taking ballet lessons, and I had to crawl into the leotard, crawl up into the tree, and they were gone on the weekend. And when they came back, I'll never forget, it was Indian summer. Beautiful Indian summer. I'm up in this cottonwood tree, and everyone's just playing. No one's paying me no attention, really. And my aunt gets out of the car, and it's like just some spirit made her look up and see me in the tree. And she had a bottle of Old Crow whiskey in her hand. And she said, "Look at that old black crow in the tree."
Yeah, with those black leotards.
Yeah.
What big bird is that in the tree?
The condor.
Condor, yeah.
It's a bird.
Give
it's
me
a
the status at least.
It's
condo.
A condo.
You
can be condo. You can be condo or bolt.
Condo or bolt.
Condo or bolt.
Crow.
Crow.
Well, I tell you, will anybody be filming any events anytime lately?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be filming that event and a lot of pictures, and we'll be video
filming
the event too.
And let me see. Now, I gave you a business card, so if you, when you're doing whatever you're doing, and
okay,
you feel like you want to send something my way, I'll post it at
Thanks, Charlie. I'm also going to go into my car and bring you. I also produce the Arizona Sports Fan Expo, Charlie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so here's my women's event.
Okay.
And here's my Arizona Sports Fan Expo.
Oh,
yeah. So you can check that out and post that in if you want to do.
What a small world. Six degrees from the one. Everybody don't plan
that.
I think about the wrong here.
What do you think about going?
January 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
16, get these wholesale.
Did you bring a flyer?
You know, I'd look for them. And
it'll be.
He's got one. I can email you another one.
Okay. Well, I have copies.
Yeah, I'll send
them.
Nancy, but she was out.